everybody gets a trophy every single time, what's the point?
Merriman says by creating the illusion of success for children, by making them feel so special, the self-esteem movement has failed to teach them how to actually succeed. To Merriman, losing is good for you. All those trophies, not so much.
I hate everybody gets a trophy programs.
You make it sound like it's a felony to give a 7-year-old a trophy. Why are you such a Grinch about this?
I want kids to improve. And I want kids to be engaged in the process of improving.
And if they get a trophy, they won't want to improve?
Why would they? Why do they need to? You've already given them a trophy. You've made them be a winner.
Now the kid's in college, and he gets a C because that's what he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Well, often they freak out.
Freak out?
Yeah. Well, they don't believe it. Something's wrong. That teacher must be out for me because he doesn't know how great I am.
And the reason the kid thinks he's great?
Is because we've told him that.
By giving him trophies.
His whole life. It's saying, you're special. Here's your 17th place medal. And they make 17th place ribbons now.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out all those trophies and all the praise don't lead to achievement. They often lead to delusion. Take those college students. Studies show that these days they believe they're much smarter than they actually are.
The percentage of college students who think they're above average in academic ability has gone way up over a time period when actual performance is either unchanged or down. So that
Wait. So their ability has either stayed the same from, let's say, the 60s till today.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Or it actually went down. But when you ask them what they think of themselves, they say,
I'm fantastic.